Hello.
Hi there, I was hoping to speak to a Mr. Andrew Wood.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Andrew. It's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigation
Hiya.
team. Hi there, how are you today?
Again, let's see what yourself.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm doing well. It's Friday, isn't it? So can't
That's
complain.
it,
So we've just had your message. I believe you've messaged us for an update on your claim. So just gonna let you know where we're up to. So we have had your records back from Moray Council, and we've had records back from NHS Grampian. We're just now awaiting your general practitioner's records, and then you'll be ready for an evidence review. So just while I've got you on the phone, I just wanted to take a bit of further information from yourself to help with locating these records. So firstly, am I right to take a previous address prior to care? No, it might be a while ago. It's no worries if you don't
What you
remember
mean?
the.
So, before I was in care.
Yes. So the house that you stayed in before care.
So the house I was living in before I went into care was 15
15.
15 George Square.
George, spelt George. George Square. And whereabouts was that based?
Inverurie, which is spelled INV.
INV. Yep.
ER.
Yep.
You are AC.
Yep. Oh, did you say INVER? You are.
E.
Yeah, right, brilliant. No problem. And next, am
Haven't
I
got a
right?
clue of the
Oh
postcode.
yeah, no, don't worry. Don't worry about it. I can find it from there. Don't worry about it. And next, am I right to take your parents' names?
So my mum was, I don't believe they were married at the time, so she would have been Fiona Wood. Or, yeah, Fiona Wood or Fiona
Fiona Wood.
Bowers.
Not a problem. Just firstly, can I take your current address? I just want to make sure
It's
that it's your
22.
22.
22 Deers Den, DEERS.
22 Deers Den. Right. And can I take your email address? We do have this on file. I just need to double check just for clarity.
Email address andywood72@icloud.com.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And just your date of birth, please.
11/1/72.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. So Deers Den, I've got the postcode now is AB510RN.
Correct.
Brilliant. Right, so sorry, back to your parents' name. So I've got for your mother Shona Wood.
Fiona.
Shona Wood, yeah.
No, Fiona. FIONA.
Oh, Fiona, sorry. I
Sorry.
apologize.
Sorry, I've got no teeth, so.
Oh, no worries. Right. And your father's name?
He wasn't about, but my stepdad at the time, he's probably on the
On the records.
informative.
Yeah.
So that would have been the George Barron.
George Barron.
Barron, B-O-R, no, B-A-R-R-O-N.
George Barron. Not a problem. And could I take your current general practitioner's details?
At the moment, it's Inverurie Medical Centre.
Do you mind just spelling that for me? Sorry.
INV.
Yep.
ER.
Yep.
You are.
Yep.
Medical Centre.
Medical Centre, yeah. Right, no problem. And And let me just see if we need any more information while I've got you on the phone. Was yourself ever under any different names?
No.
Always been Mr. Andrew Wood, yeah. No problem. All right, so I've got your address prior to care, down your GP. Your mother's maiden name, is it Wood? Yeah. Sorry, I think the line cut out a bit there. Is your mother's
Yeah,
maiden name
yeah.
Wood, is it? Yeah, no worries. Right, I think that is everything that I need from you today then, Andrew. Have you got any more questions for myself?
No, not really, just.
Not a problem, yeah. So now that we've got your current general practitioners, we'll be sending out a subject access request form to them. It can be quite a lengthy process. Obviously, we do give them a month deadline, but they can come back with extensions and things like that if they're under a backlog of requests. So,
Now with though, because I moved stopped 3 years ago now.
right.
Couldn't get the old doctors to communicate with these, so these ain't gonna have much on me apart from.
Oh, right, okay.
You know what I mean?
Could I take the previous GP that you were at then as well?
They wouldn't have much either because I haven't really spent anywhere long enough for
Well,
years.
usually the
But
case with.
yeah,
Oh, go on, sorry.
I'll give you that. There's a Stone Dean practice. Is STONDEAN. Stone Dean practice.
Stone Dean practice.
It's in Old Stratford.
Old Stratford.
Kings, don't know the postcode.
No problem. Yeah, what's usually the case with your general practitioners when you register to a new GP, usually they would collect all of your previous medical records. Even without you having to request those, that's just general practice
I
for
haven't
them.
done that though. They've actually asked me to contact
Oh,
doctor to get
really?
them to thingy, yeah. So
Right. That's quite it's not very
Scotland and England,
ordinary.
isn't it? They don't talk to each other.
Right, yeah, no, that does make sense, yeah. Right. Yeah, not a
Of
problem.
course,
So the Oh,
when I
go on,
lived
sorry.
in England, I was always in hostels and things like that, so I was all over the place all the time, so
Right, yeah, not a problem. So the
quite hard to.
Yeah, no, I can understand that, definitely.
Was a doctor's London.
In London.
Yeah, that was just for homeless people.
All right, and you were registered with those.
Yeah, I was registered with them as well, so I don't know whether they would switch to
Possibly.
anything.
Possibly. What might help if you can recall whichever general practitioners you were with for the longest amount of time.
No, there ain't one. I was always moving around, mate. You know,
Ah,
like
right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
being homeless and that,
Yeah, of
get
course.
crap, moved to the next town, and it's just been like that in most of my
Yeah.
life.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that, Andrew. Yeah, well, not a problem. Leave that with me. I am gonna try and contact the GPs that you've given me now. I'll get in contact with them with your details and just see who holds those records if you leave that with me. All right, Andrew. Right. So yeah, I think that is everything that we need today. Like I say, have you got any more questions for myself
No,
before we go?
that's it really.
All right, well, not a problem. I'll let you go, Andrew, and enjoy your weekend, all right?
Yeah, nice one.
Oh, sorry, Andrew, just one second, sorry.
That's all right.
Hi, Andrew. Sorry. So just let you know, we've got a different number to contact us on.
Okay.
The other number we don't use anymore. So, well, it's a different part of our company now. So, have you got a pen or are you ready to take the new one down? No, just let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
So it's 0161 570 0550.
0161 570 0550.
Yeah, that's correct. Right, so that's our new number for MMA Legal. Anytime you want to contact someone, if you want to ring that number, it'll come through to the investigations team directly. All right, Andrew.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
Brilliant.
not a problem. All right, well, thanks for calling in anyway, Andrew. It's good to speak to you.
All right. Appreciate that. Thanks.
No problem. All right, have a good weekend. I'll speak to you
Yeah,
soon.
you too, mate.
See
You
you
too.
now.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye-bye.